Indonesian police said Monday they are questioning in Indonesia two top members of the regional terrorist network Jamaah Islamiyah following their arrest several weeks ago in Malaysia. Abdul Rohim and Agus Purwanto, both Indonesians, are believed to be high-ranking members of JI. Terrorism expert Sydney Jones says Abdul Rohim is thought to have replaced JI head Zarkazi as the leader, or emir, of JI after Zarkazi's arrest last year.
He was a member of the Central Command. He's rumored to possibly be the new emir, or the caretaker emir. The last known position that he had was as head of education for the Central Command.
Jones says the arrests are significant and will further weaken JI.
This is big because it's two more influential people with one in particular at the top ranks of Jamaah Islamiyah, meaning that the police have pretty clearly penetrated the structure.
Police say Agus Purwanto is wanted in connection with violence in Poso, on Indonesia's eastern Sulawesi island, where sporadic violence between Muslims and Christians continues to break out periodically. JI has been blamed for a string of terrorist bombings in Indonesia, including the 2002 bombings in Bali that claimed the lives of 202 people, many of them foreign tourists. Following the Bali attacks, police have arrested over 300 JI militants, severely weakening the group. Jones says JI cannot keep replacing its lost leaders forever.
Now, I think what we'll find is that just as the earlier round of leaders was replaced, that there'll probably be some effort to put new people in place for this, but it's a process that can't continue indefinitely.
JI aims to establish an Islamic State across much of Southeast Asia. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.